Kufnun Gimel Sifo. Moshin Beis HaKnesses Mekhein Shal Dvarim Shemikdusha. Afin the Sefer Torah. One can sell his shul. And even the Sefer Torah that spoke as Talmidim. There should be money for the Talmidim to learn Torah. Or the Hatsi Yisrael with the Tomach. Or if there's a Yosem and Yisrael that need to get married, you're allowed to sell all the above. Sell the shul even. It's better to daven without a building in a hut and take care of the Leim Dei Torah and the Yisrael than have a fancy shul. Kamuvan, one should first try to raise the money before he sells the shul as Sefer Torah. Siv Zayin. Hod Beis HaKnesses Nimka Hani Mili Shol Kforim Shein Boim Anoshim Mikoyus Acherim Shol Anasis El Bnei Kforim Bavad Afil Bois Pono Oysa Mishel Acherim. There's two situations. The shul was called the Beis HaKnesses of the Kfar, which means it's made for the use only for the local people. So the Mela, when they bought it, wherever they raised the money for, was bought for the use of the local people, and therefore it's in the jurisdiction to decide if they want to sell it or don't want to sell it under certain conditions, as we will see. But if it's in a krach, metropolitan area, like Yerushalayim, people come from all over the world and down over there, so it was made lechatchila not only for the people of that town, it was made for people from all over the world, or at least from other places. So even if the funds were locally raised, the Lamaisa was built for the needs of population outside of the city also, and therefore one cannot sell such a shul, because even if everybody in town decides about it, but the rest of the world did not decide that they want to have it sold. So therefore, we're talking about this kfar, this village, enclosed town, that it's not so common that people come from the outside, even though here and there people come to visit, but they are not part of the main inhabitants of the city, kfar. Places like that are near financial areas that people come from all over to do business over there, that's considered a krach. Like I said, Yerushalayim, for sure, is a krach that people come from all over to visit to Yerushalayim. Nechein, Yechoyel Lemocha. Since this takes nesset long just to the people of that village, and it's primarily used by them, then they can sell it if they want. Because Mokim, Amois, Dishon, Kedushasim, in Rashman, Harida, Vikdushasim. If they decide to sell it, then the money is still as Kedusha, like we said before, that something as Kedusha, you sell it, Kedusha remains. That the people of the city got together and they agreed to sell it without involvement of the Hashiva Toifa here. They used to have seven people that were appointed to be the leaders of the city in different communal matters. So, if they sold in such a fashion, then the Kedusha remains. Also, if those seven leaders sold it without the consent and presence of people of the town, then the money remains the Kedusha. And the scheme of that if it was sold by the seven designated leaders of the town, and they also was done together with the knowledge of the members of the town, that type of sale has the power to remove the Kedusha. And the money that comes out of it can be used even for things that don't have Kedusha.